Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarn encircled the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. All right, our story, Aboriginal Chinese People in Australia, launches in Canberra. Our story, Aboriginal Chinese People in Australia, sheds light on the little-known history of Aboriginal Chinese relations in colonial Australia. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Jason Wing, Indigenous multimedia artist, and we have Jason on the line. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trevor.
Thank you for coming to the program. Where are you based, my brother?
I'm currently on Wiradjuri land,
yes.
But based on Gadigal land mostly.
All right. Beautiful. Jason, thank you. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep. Sure. Hi, my name is Jason Wing. I'm a Biripi man, proud Biripi man. That's our ancestral link.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like sixth generation Gadigal man. Living on Gadigal land, sorry.
Lovely.
And, just working in between Wiradjuri, Gadigal and Darug lands.
Thank you very much. And look, this exhibition you're working on explores themes of identity, survival, resilience, cultural connection, tracing these enduring legacies from the Gold Rush era to today. And we had a lot of Chinese people come to this country around about the Gold Rush times. And they had the Chinese cooks, so to speak, mingling with the rail workers and the Aboriginal communities. And there we had a lot of interconnection with Aboriginal First Nation people. And that's why we have a lot of Aboriginal Chinese mixture and blood relations, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, I mean, there have always been Aboriginal Chinese relations since the beginning of time.
Mm.
And, you know, that includes Pan-Asian, Southeast Asian, with the land bridge only 5,000 years ago,
yes.
Macassans, the Muslim influence. So all a lot of words, ceremonies, families, stories are all, you know, all mixed since the beginning of time and, or in this current colonial era as well, which is a stark contrast to that respectful existence.
And look, and I'm under that umbrella, my beautiful family, on my father's side, Aboriginal side, mixed with the Chinese, surname is Tim, Trevor Tim, but going back five generations, used to be Tim Zi Fu in regard to the Chinese cultural heritage mixture, you know, so I carry the blood there, the Chinese connection, my mother's side, Torres Strait Island, dad Aboriginal, so fruit salad, you could say, Jason, more ways than one, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are stories untold, and these are not common household stories,
sure.
And they need to be because
yes.
this nation was a fascinating nation, pre-colony, more so much.
Mm.
But the strength and resilience, I mean, it's, look, everything that Chinese people have experienced pre-colony and currently, the exact same parallels they've experienced everything that Aboriginal people have experienced.
Yes,
and that includes the systemic
racism.
Oppression.
Yes.
We see that now.
Struggle
with COVID and now with Trump.
Mm.
And, you know, but, you know.
Continues on.
I just want to let people know that everything Aboriginal people have gone through, so have the Chinese people, and we formed amazing unions, both being outcasts in our own country, and we formed these strong bonds that forged this current nation, and yet we're good enough to build the nation off slavery. As we know, all empires were built on gold and slavery, and Australia's colonial project is no different, but We want the recognition of, like, we're joyous people.
Sure.
And ultimately, this exhibition is about joy, strength, resilience, where, you know, us as people with mixed blood, we have mixed dragon blood.
Yep.
And we have mixed serpent blood. And they are two of the oldest culture, parallel cultures in the world. And so
exactly.
That's
and here we are, 2025, and we're not going nowhere. And don't care how much tariff they put on us, brother. The Chinese people aren't going nowhere.
Yeah, we got dragon and snake blood. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Exactly. Listen, that's the hat you're wearing, multimedia. Indigenous multimedia artist. Tell us about your art, brother. And how long have you been operating that space?
Look, my art really just holds up a mirror to the systemic racism of colonial Australia and the consequences of the colonial project from an Aboriginal and Chinese perspective. So that's largely what my work's about. But, you know, there is also a lot of joy when we're in the backyard. It's my works are all underpinned by strength, resilience, thrive, survive, education, and celebrating two of the oldest cultures, which are arguably the most priceless cultures in the world. And, you know, I'm also trying to do my bit to a bit of an antidote to all the current racism towards China at the moment. And let's not forget that before the colony came here, Australia was full of mixed Aboriginal, Macassan, Muslim blood, Chinese blood, Southeast Asian blood. So, you know, good enough to, you know, create this nation, but yet we're not treated that way. And so my work interrogates those disparities and understanding that there's no profit in the Aboriginal and Chinese problem. But we're still trying to navigate it and still here fighting every day.
Still here fighting every day. And success breeds success, and our people, Aboriginal and the Chinese counterpart as well, need to stand up and also promote and praise their winnings in regards to their success, whether it be in business or in sporting field or school education, whatever the case may be. And as I said, success breeds success. So we need a lot more of that, don't we, brother?
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it's a great privilege as an artist. I mean, being an artist selected to exhibit with such prestigious artists like Vernon Arkey, Gordon Hookey, you know, a lot of the proper now mob, which, you know, far north Queensland, big Asian mix.
Yep.
So it's a great privilege to show with such esteemed, and like the whole exhibition, besides the curator, who has extensive interactions and relationships with Aboriginal people, but by the curator, all the artists have Aboriginal Chinese blood, and the stories they tell of their families are just like it's just wow. I mean, you've got it. And the beautiful thing is that this exhibition has also a wonderful publication, which publicizes the artist's artwork. It's got Q&As about their family story, and so this actually acts as there's actually very few literature on Aboriginal Chinese relationships, which I find astounding. But this publication to the exhibition is a great casual archive that I feel the whole nation really needs to build upon. I'm hoping that, I mean, this is arguably one of the most fascinating topics in Australia the history of Australia, alternative histories beyond the dominant colonial narrative. I mean, it's just fascinating. And I feel that the Chinese Aboriginal mix should be expanded upon in every state, every country, every council.
Let's gather
these stories.
Exactly.
And I feel that every other minority group mixed with Aboriginal blood should have an equal publication and exhibitions. And yeah.
And the exhibition, where has it been held, and for duration, what time?
Okay, so it's on for approximately 9 months at the Australian National Museum.
Okay,
and you might have to ask staff where the Aboriginal Gallery is. It's very difficult to find.
Need a black tracker to travel with you.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, ask the staff where it is, guidance. And the exhibition also is going to tour nationally. I don't have the tour list on me at the moment, but it tours at most national institutions. It's also going to travel to China as well.
Good. Now, do we have a do we have a web page?
Probably the best place to start is the National Australian Museum.
Yep.
They would have some links there.
Cool.
I'd say that's the best place to go to at the moment.
Let's just run with that thought. But look, thank you very much for sharing. Brother man, Jason Wing, thank you very much. All the best to you. Good luck. Congratulations with the exhibition. And good luck with your art. Just keep doing you, brother. And thank you for the yarn. And we'll be in touch. And big shout out to the mob down there. Okay, bro?
Awesome. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it.
All the best. You keep smiling. Take care, Jace.
Catch you.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Jason Wing, his name is, Indigenous multimedia artist, and talking about our story, Aboriginal Chinese people in Australia, launches in Canberra. And that's at the National Museum of Australia and running there for about 9 months. But then he's talking about a national tour as well. So if you're ever in Canberra, down there for work or whatever, catch up with the Prime Ministers or whatever you're doing, drop into the National Museum of Australia and ask to start there for the First Nation art exhibitions. And I'll take you over there for the connection of Aboriginal Chinese people in Australia, which is launching today, too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Navigate this world.
Hey, you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Please think of me while I'm away, till I return back to you and find you waiting there for me. Aranete kadi kadi, darling, amor is so far, carry along. Please think of me while I'm away, till I return back to you.
Yeah, deadly track there. Winner, it's called Royalty Noise, featuring Doc and Jay Waters. And speaking of winners, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly Brother, Waverley Stanley. I am founder of Yallery, and Yallery, 20 years ago, on 13th April 2005, Yallery was founded by Waverley Stanley AM, his wife Lou Mullins, and a group of like-minded generous supporters. And we're going to catch up with the brother on the line now. Waverley Stanley, good morning. How are you, my brother?
Good morning, Councillor Trevor Tim.
my brother, beautiful to hear your voice and big note in yourself. Listen, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, brother.
Brother, I'm from Australia, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Only one race, human race.
when you go overseas, you know, and something I've been thinking about for a long time, you go over to around the world, and I've done that a number of times over the years, and you know, the first thing they say is, from Australia, like I went to Egypt the other year, and you know, I'm on this tour, this tripper deal, you know, going around Egypt.
Yes.
And I'm helping all these elderly ladies off the bus, and this fella starts coming up talking to me in Arabic. And I turn around and say, no, brother, I'm Australian. I'm one of the tourists here.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
he told you local doing his casual work, right, second job, pay off the mortgage.
But I just want to go home. That's all, brother. But I'll tell you, I'm here from Australia. But
too dearly, my brother. Listen, congratulations, 20 years running on Yallery.
Thank you.
Paint the picture to our listeners that they don't know Yallery and how dare they do not. But what is it, and tell us the journey and how it started 20 years ago, brother.
Yeah, Yallery, so we started in 2005, brother. You know, just a business, you know, just like the Nike ad, we just did it.
Yes.
My wife, Lou, and I, we just had a little idea.
Well, Nike say, just do it. We did it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And so, and that's what we did there, brother, was, you know, I just seen a need where I just wanted an opportunity for other Indigenous children to get a boarding school experience and a choice to go to a boarding school around Australia. And it was only through my grade 7 teacher, Mr. Rosemary Bishop, in 1979. And, you know, I'm now 57, Trev, and, you know, this journey started for me when I was 12, 13 years of age. And, you know, my biggest achievement has been I've never been unemployed in my life, but I've had my own business. And you know, Yallery now, we're working collaboratively with, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families and communities all throughout Australia to give children and families a choice of going to a boarding school, and that's what we've done, brother. And I'm very grateful, first and foremost, beautiful, to all the families around Australia that entrust their children to us and our partnership boarding schools. And and that's all we're doing, brother. You know, we're just following in the footsteps of our old people that have practiced law, education, culture, ceremony, all these years, and we will continue doing that through you know, our formal sense of education now with Yallery. And
so, brother, you went to boarding school. Where did you go to boarding school? From what community did you travel from to go to boarding school?
Yeah, I grew up in Mergen, so my mum and dad were born and raised in Cherbourg, and then I'm the eldest of seven children, and I was the only one out of my family to go to boarding school. And Mrs. Rosemary Bishop was instrumental in organising for me to go to Formal Grammar School. And so I was there from 1980 to 1984. I was an Aboriginal boy there for a big majority of the time.
Yep.
And the friends I made at boarding school, like, you know, I've gone back from 10, 20, 30, 40 year reunions, and my friends and my brothers, beautiful, you know, we just looked after each other.
Yeah, fantastic. And so you loved that experience.
That's what we started,
brother. Yep. And I want to do the same for First Nation students, especially from remote areas, to go away boarding school and embrace education. How many colleges are we talking about that are under the umbrella of Yallery?
Yeah, so we've got 21 boarding schools around Australia right now. So
too
currently
deadly.
We've got 263 children in 21 boarding schools. So in our growth, we've now got about 650-660 alumni that have graduated on Yallery or been a part of our alumni program, Pathways program now, and I'm grateful for that. You know, I get to travel this big old country, and you know. And you stick out a little bit when you've got a Yallery branded car too sometimes.
Yeah, brother. I hear you, brother.
But I'm grateful, Trev. Like, you know, each and every one of us, you know, we have a passion and a purpose, and mine is education and children. And I'm just working in partnership with families that to say, you know, let's do something, you know. And I think for us, I've been saying it for a lot of years now, you know, if you want a different outcome, you do different.
Exactly.
Do business differently. And,
And
it's a choice for our families.
Exactly. And for the work that you've done over the 20 years and putting our Murray kids through school, boarding school, and going right through to grade 12, 99% of them, brother, they give you a couple of letters there after your name, Waverley Stanley, AM. Does that mean you only work in the morning, bro? What's AM, bro?
Yeah, brother. I was trying to get the other one, PM, you know? Yeah. But they wouldn't have it, so I said, AM. And I just thought, you know, I contemplate, and I just thought, you know, Australian man.
Australian man.
That's what
that
it means to me, you know.
Yeah, and, beautiful, yes.
But I'm grateful there, Trev. Like, you know, I've got a lot of friends and supporters, and our families and communities all around Australia. You know, I've got a lot of people that believe in what we're doing, and we're just having a go. You know, boarding school is not for every child and family.
No, it's not.
And,
it's not.
Yeah.
But if it's a pathway, it's a vehicle that helps our kids embrace education, and that's a number one ingredient in regarding their success and their future, no matter what they desire to be. And if they want to take that education back to their communities and become leaders, then that's a win for everybody, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing for us as Australians is that you just want world-class education.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter whether it's a state
and it's our right,
school,
brother.
Private school. Yeah, and alternative school. So that's all it is. And, you know, but like I said to all of our Yallery children, each and every one of them are branded with the Yallery brand.
Yep.
And what they do with that education is their choice. But, you know, I still remember that to just remind them that, you know, they're no less Indigenous just because they go to a boarding school.
Sure, exactly.
You know, and you know, they still have the, you know, community obligations. They still have family, cultural obligations. They still have to go back home to community. And 40 weeks out of 52 weeks of the year, they're away to their boarding school. But home will always be home. Like, you know, for me, like, you know, Mergen is still home. And I've been away from my community now since, but it's 40 years this year that I left as a 17-year-old to come to Brisbane. And, you know, Mergen is still home and always will be.
Yeah, brother. To Delhi. So 20 years, here we go. So what's the vision for the future? Are you looking at handing over the reins, or are you happy to continue driving the vehicle forward, brother?
No. It's all about, you know, the backfilling of positions. So, like, I've got two of our alumni on the Yallery board right now.
Yes.
Two of my alumni. I've got alumni in every dinner committee that we're on.
Good.
We put a bunch of them through the Australian Institute of Company Directors course. You know, the biggest growth for us and the biggest support right now is the leadership development of our young adults.
Yeah.
Beautiful. In that space, you know, and we've got 45, 46 staff around Australia. But, you know, and I said it the other day when we did a bit of a podcast going out, or a video message out when we turned, this was last Thursday, and Marley Holloway-Clark, who's from family from Good Connection in Darwin and went to Scotch Oak Green College in Launceston in Tasmania, and she asked, what will Yallery look like at 2045? And, well, I said, first of all, I'll be 77.
Yep.
So I'm 57 now, and I just said that, you know, Yallery will still be the same. We will still have our same values of compassion, openness, respect, resilience, inclusiveness, and excellence.
Yeah, beautiful.
That will still remain the same. We've got a value set of business principles that we will abide by and continue to abide by. The message is that, you know, the future of Yallery is in the hands of the alumni. That's the good news.
Yep.
And the bad news is the future of Yallery is in the hands of the alumni.
Well, exactly. It's in your hands now, you mob. Step up.
That's right. And that's it then, Trevor. And I want to do that. I've got five little grannies now, brother.
Yeah,
you know,
beautiful.
I've got four grandsons, one granddaughter.
Yep.
You know, they're a part of my life. They're a huge part of my life.
Of course they are.
And I've got five children. So for me is, you know, we just, you know, take it each day and be grateful each and every day. But we all have a passion and a purpose in this world. But the biggest thing I say to our children is that if you can be anything in this world, just be humble and be kind.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Beautiful teaching, beautiful words, brother. And they talk about youth crime. I would say that your vehicle is a vehicle that stems away from that, brother. So more power to you, my brother. And we need more black successes in this country, not only on the football field, brother.
Yeah, definitely, brother. And I think the biggest thing that I say with inclusiveness and our part of our values is excellence. And, you know, I want to change the narrative in this country where when you talk about Indigenous people, it's about Indigenous excellence.
Mm.
And there is excellence everywhere.
Of course there is.
And we have to be proud to say, you know, there's so many wonderful good things going on out there in all communities.
Yes.
We have to just make sure that we even up the ledger to say the wonderful things that are happening, because where we are today in 2025 is because of the old people that have gone before us.
Yes.
You know, we stand on the shoulders of giants. We walk in the footprints of so many trailblazers, but, you know, you also have an opportunity to mark your own trail. And to everybody out there, you know, just remain true to who you are, remain true to your values as individuals, you know, and never ever forget, you know, our past has brought us to the present. What we do in the present determines our future.
Well, talk about motivate the motivator, brother. You got me fired up out of my tree. Thank you very much,
my brother.
And good yarning with you. Once again, congratulations. Love
Thank
to
you,
your beautiful lady and all the beautiful pickaninnies who are studying.
Yep.
Keep doing it. And they then paved the way, too, for their brothers and sisters as well. And getting an education and sticking to it, brother.
Yeah, definitely, brother. You know, we're educating the second generation of children right now. We've got one young lady and one young man that are in grade 10 and grade 9 at the Glenny School in Churchy right now, and their mum and dad were on Yallery.
Yeah,
beautiful. So, you know,
there
we're grateful for that.
Exactly.
And, you know, we get an opportunity to have generational change in the next 7 to 10 generations, and it will be.
Love your work, my brother. Good
Thank
for
you,
the
brother.
Yarn, and we'll
all
catch up soon. And you're due to take me to lunch soon too, brother. So get all
the
nice
cuts. Well, you've got a bigger wage than me, brother. And
shut
I'm sure
your mouth.
The Cairns City Council can shout, you know, poor old black fellas
yeah,
like me.
Yeah, we'll go to lunch. I'll go somewhere and we'll book it up. take care, my brother.
That's it, brother. All the best, brother. Thank you so very much for listening. Bye.
See you, Cass. All right, beautiful yarn there. That's Waverley Stanley, AM, founder of Yallery. Yallery running for 20 years. It's an organisation that takes First Nations students away from their communities into boarding schools. He deals with 21 colleges around Australia, all states and territories, and fantastic, doing it for 20 years. And they gave him a couple of letters after his name, Waverley Stanley AM. And look, he's doing that because he's passionate about it. He was a young black fella that went to boarding school. Only black fella in the boarding school, and hasn't looked back and got still beautiful friends. His white brothers, who he went to school with, and they still catch up today. So it looks fantastic. Success breeds success. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place in just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place in just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Keep taking me home.
Taking me higher. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. All right, now, FRRR, the Foundation of Rural Regional Renewal, donations will support all regions impacted by disasters in 2025. We're going to catch up a yarn with Nina O'Brien, FRRR Disaster Resilience and Recovery Lead, and we have Nina on the line. Nina, good morning. How are you?
G'day. It's Nina. How are you? Is that Trevor?
It is Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
Good. Where are you based, Nina?
I'm in Bendigo today in central Victoria.
All right. Big shout out, Bendigo mob. Thank you very much. Now, they say money's not everything, but I rank it right over there with oxygen. Money's a tool. And look, fantastic donations will support all regions impacted by disasters in 2025. So big hats off to FRRR. So tell us about this Disaster Resilience and Recovery Lead.
Certainly. So my name's Nina O'Brien. I lead the Disaster Recovery and Resilience Portfolio of Work here at FRRR, or the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal. And we support communities right across regional, rural and remote Australia to build community vitality, but particularly support communities in the context of disaster, which I'm sure your region is certainly no stranger to.
Thank you. Exactly. So it's support, like I said, money's a tool, there's a support, and people can apply for disasters situations, yep?
That's right. So we are hosting a national appeal at the moment in response to the Western Queensland floods in particular, but also the previous flooding and cyclone events that have happened across the last, well, 6 months in particular. Pending donations to that appeal, we're able to support small not-for-profit, locally based organisations, and you know, the smaller the better for us. And we support communities in the medium to long-term recovery process. So not so much in the immediate response phase, but we see that eMERGE really needs start to really float to the surface 12 to 18 months after disaster sometimes.
Yes. And how do people apply?
So people can jump on the FRRR website, FRRR.org.au, and they're able to either donate or they can apply on the website there as well.
We're not only talking like organisations or councils as such. Individuals can resign if dramas with their housing or anything to that effect. Is that right?
No. So we primarily, this support is delivered to not-for-profit organisations.
Okay.
So this work focuses on broad community benefit.
Yes.
And so small locally based not-for-profit organisations, so progress associations, women's groups, all sorts of different land cares, all sorts of groups that we support. And that can support things like events, or it can be equipment, or it can be training, can be a whole range of different types of things that's locally identified by the local community.
Fantastic. Well, at least we have a platform there. That's fantastic. A big shout out to FRRR. It is a team effort. And how long have you been with the organisation, dear?
I've been with FRRR nearly 5 years, but FRRR itself has just celebrated its 25th anniversary this year. So we've been around traps for a while now.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, a fantastic organisation. Thank you for sharing. All the best to you, Nina. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout out to Bendigo Mob, and we'll talk soon.
Right, thanks.
Take care, Nina. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate.
Beautiful yarn there. Nina O'Brien, her name is, FRRR Disaster Resilience and Recovery Lead, and donations will support all regions impacted by disasters in 2025. So there it is. Do check out their webpage, FRRR. Just Google them. Talk to Auntie Google, Foundation for Rural, Regional and Renewal. 10 minutes to go on the program. You mob, have you saying yarn up strong? We've got the news coming up via NERS very soon. National News Radio Service, a big shout-out to the NERS team. And also a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. A Deadly Black Network, and given all the stories, yarns, and all their languages, all their songs across the airwaves. Too deadly. Have your say, yarn up strong. National Talk Black.
From the great Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Strait, know where we all stand.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. Look, stay tuned. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow on the deadly number 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, yarn up strong, take care of yourselves, and we'll be talking soon. Like I said, big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful big island, Australia. Thank you very much for your input, and thank you, NERS. And also thank you to the BBM crew here as well, management, board of directors, and the team. Thank you for allowing me to do this program, one-hour program, National Talk Black. With that, take care. Keep smiling. Too deadly. Marathon.